Hello everyone and welcome back to Astro Hotline. I am so sorry that I've been taking such a long hiatus. I've just been doing work, schoolwork, astrology work, living my life. I am back and I actually had an episode prepared for Mercury retrograde, but the thing was is I was like not really in the mood to post it. I'm just gonna let this one slide and just sort of live through Mercury retrograde without having to sort of be active, because as much as I like to be active, this is really a time to kind of lay back and get a little bit reflective, introspective. And we are very close on finishing Mercury retrograde. We only have about two more weeks left to go. So it ends on the 28th, and right now it is the 18th on the day that I'm recording this. So you guys don't have that much longer to go. We're going to be answering a question dealing with friends and falling out with friends, and then we're going to be going into your horoscope and going into what this wonderful full moon in Libra and Aries season has in store for us. So, I asked my viewers to send me some questions because I want to start incorporating viewer questions and giving advice, looking at the chart and going based off there, having that episode sort of revolve around that question. Because that's what's important about astrology, is being able to help you, offer you tools to give you a sense of meaning in something that's so complex as this world. So my question comes in from Miranda. Miranda asks, hello. She doesn't want us to share us her birth information, so we're going to keep that under wraps. But her question is, I'm feeling lost lately. Friends of mine for a number of years who I thought would be in my life forever cut me out of their lives in February, and work is becoming more difficult. The loss of friends came as a shock because it was done over text by one person, and everyone seemed to disappear. They became more distant when I started working full-time, but I thought it was due to conflicting work schedules. I was wondering if I'm feeling these difficulties and dissonance in my interpersonal relationships due to Mercury retrograde, Saturn's upcoming return, or if there's something in my chart. I'm very unsure of my life right now, and I am not sure what options I should take to strive to make the situation better to move on. So, Miranda, this is a lot. Everyone sort of had that falling out with their friends, and even during Mercury retrograde, I think it's a time where we say the wrong thing, or we do something that we thought was a good intention, but it came across as wrong to the other party, or it's just about that unspoken service, you know, when you do something or someone asks you to do something and they don't vocalize it, and so you end up not doing it, because most of us, we only do things when we're asked to, verbally and outwardly. So things that are more implicit to us, we tend to overlook, and that actually ends up hurting feelings. And so it's a really complicated, slippery mess. Mercury retrograde in Pisces definitely ups those feelings 100%. And given that you are a Virgo rising and this is all hitting your seventh house of social connection, and it can even deal with friendships, of course, you also have the North Node transiting your 11th house. So there's this constant theme of, for this particular year and even onwards into 2020, of, you know, breakaways, complicated messes happening within your friend circles or people that you identify with. So, but there's a number of things that is happening right now that may be sort of upping this sort of feeling and anxiety. I want to say first and foremost that as people, we tend to have, when things fall apart, we immediately go to the victim blaming mindset, especially if you're a woman and femme, where you grow up in a culture where when things happen to you, it is said in media, it is said in, you know, public discourses that those things are our fault because we did something to elicit that response. Victim blaming, especially when it comes to sexual assault, when it comes to things like any type of violence, we somehow have had a hand in that, that we sort of asked for it. And even as people who are kind of struggling, we always tend to kind of look at our inadequacies. What did we not do? What should have I done in the situation? And you know, sometimes it may be our fault, but most of the time it has nothing to do with us. It has nothing to do with what we did, and more so what the person is sort of going through. Now, your situation is sort of complicated because you don't really know what happened. You know, that feeling of people just disappearing. And ultimately, you know, you have a lot of earth in your chart. You kind of want to know the logistics. Like, why did this happen to me? You know, what is the proper conclusion of this disaster, this mess? And you've been thinking about that for quite some time. That was sort of your first go-to because you do have this moon opposite Mercury. And that, and also the moon square to Jupiter. And so, and Jupiter square to Mercury. So it's a lot of energy focused on thinking about, you know, how can I explain this for myself? And the reason is when we tend to do that, we tend to kind of up our anxiety. We tend to kind of put ourselves in a more vulnerable position instead of just accepting the way that things are, because life is complicated. People are complicated. You're not going to get a straight answer, especially, you know, everyone has gone through that situation of having close friends and suddenly no longer in touch anymore. People drift away and people aren't good with communication. We're just not. We're so, I mean, considering that we live in an age where we're all around our phones, we're always talking or FaceTiming or tweeting, when it comes to sort of talking about our shit, we're not good at it. And so there's a number of things that you're going through and a lot of things involving Saturn. And your Saturn return is coming up. It's not going to come up until, I would say, 2020, when that starts to really hit, or 2021, around there. So you're still kind of feeling that shift of anxiety because you really kind of do feel it 2 years prior to when it actually happens. So like your mid-20s, so like 25 to 27 is when you start really kind of getting hit by that crisis and urgency. But you're also having these Saturn transits happening. So you have Saturn conjunct to your natal Uranus and your natal Neptune. And so when you told me that you were focused on your work, I wasn't really shocked by that statement because you do have a lot of Capricorn energy and you also have your moon conjunct to Mars in the 10th house. And so really you're very focused, dedicated to your work. And it was something, that mentality of, you know, putting in labor ingrained to you at a very young age, as the stellium is in your 4th house. So this is something that you've been raised with, right? And so now it's something you're used to. You're used to putting in that. A lot of your emotional adequacy comes from the work that you provide for other people and sort of the emotional comfort as well. So you have that Saturn conjunct to Neptune and Uranus, almost exact 2-degree orb. That's when outer planets are about 2 to 3 degrees away from each other is when you have sort of that orb. Not orb, that transit going on. So when it's past 3 degrees and your Saturn moves into 20th degree or like 21st degree, you won't feel that anymore. It will pass. But right now you're under that once in a lifetime Neptune and Uranus conjunction to transit Saturn. And this creates a lot of anxiety, a lot of anxious feelings about, what am I in relationship to this world? What do I have to offer, right? What is my purpose? How do I achieve that? And there's a very, very strong uncertainty with that question, especially when Neptune is involved, because Neptune sort of creates this illusionment, right? It creates this smoke in the mirrors type imagery where you can kind of see where you may want to go, but you're not quite sure if that is sort of the movement for you. And I want to say, you know, the Saturn conjunct to Uranus is going to create division. It's just going to. It creates, you know, these shakeups, these breakthroughs. And so with your friends sort of kind of bailing on you, that sucks. 100%, that's not a really good feeling. However, I want to kind of say that it will serve a lesson to you. And you may not be sure what that lesson may be. I can kind of give you an idea of what that lesson could potentially to be. But it's also about kind of seeing how life is shown to you. This is your reality that you're kind of coming into or wanting to come into grips with what your reality means to you. And so when you have, I'm going to just go into transit Saturn conjunct Uranus and then move on to Neptune so you can kind of see how they work independently and then again together. So with this Saturn conjunct to Uranus, there's sort of this, you know, resistance in your inner world. And so you kind of hide that with your work. You know, there's things that are falling apart. You're losing your friends. There's probably something else going on. There's urgency, crisis. And your response is to, and that your emotional response is to do work, is to take up longer hours, is to be more devoted. So you don't have to kind of feel the rushes of those emotions because they can be quite strong for you. Now you have moon domicile in the sign of Cancer. You feel things very viscerally, very strongly, and it takes time away from your work. And so that makes, that creates even a more anxious response because you're like, I gotta do work. I have to do more work. I have to. And because it's something that you know for sure. That is the one thing at this moment right now that you know the utmost. That is what I have to do. That is the only thing I know right now that makes sense for me. And that's great. The thing is that when we tend to distract ourselves from our emotions, when we tend to kind of rear off into detours, we lose traction with ourselves. And that becomes especially heightened when we have things like Saturn conjunct to Neptune because we lose ground. We don't really know. And so when you focus more on your work, you're not really kind of focusing inward on what's going on. In order to be more stronger and to have a more concise understanding of what you want in this world, you can't run away. Because when you do that, when your Saturn return comes along, that's going to hit you right in the face. You're going to fall flat. And so I always say to people who are approaching a Saturn return is to face the waves as they come. Because it will be easier when you do it now than when you do it during your Saturn return. Because that's going to create a lot of just heavy, heavy hitting waves. So right now, it's not as going to be as difficult as it may be in the years to come. In the next 2 years, probably. If you're like 25, I don't know, I don't have a calculator on me to really calculate your age. But, you know, you usually get your Saturn return when you're 28 to 31. So around that time is what you want to look out for. So, there's also this sort of component of how do I fit into the world, right? And that's sort of like that crisis question. You know, Saturn, when you have a major transit, a one-in-lifetime Saturn transit, it always brings up the question of time, of reality, of this large picture, you know, crisis of, well, what is my purpose? What am I meant to do? Right? And you have this moon conjunct Mars, and it's like in your 10th house. And so there's a lot of determination, right? But I feel like what's holding you back is sort of that personal dilemma that you keep kind of running away from. And there's a lot of, you know, your moon in your chart is doing a lot with different planets. Your moon is opposite Neptune, opposite Uranus, square Jupiter. It's doing all these things. And you tend to be a very lunar-oriented person. However, I don't feel like you're sort of embracing that truly. I feel like, you know, you definitely want to care for people. You want to, you give a lot to other people. And so when this sort of breakaway happened, it hurt you a lot. And you know, that sort of dissonance that you feel in your interpersonal relationships could be just from a lot of different areas. And Mercury retrograde, of course, is going to increase that because you do have that in your seventh house. And just kind of going through conjuncting to your descendant. And so there's a lot of confusion on how you solidify your interpersonal relationships. But the main thing that your chart is telling me right now with the current movements and all of that is you can't solidify your interpersonal relationships unless you solidify your relationship to yourself. And so what you have to do is take charge of your life, is to really embody who you are and not what you're supposed to do. Because I feel like part of your chart is telling me that you're sort of stuck on this mentality of, I have to secure myself. I have to create a home for myself. I have to work so I can support. And then, you know, once I live comfortably, then the relationships will follow. Not quite. So that's sort of, we live in this generation, this world of capitalist, you know, precarity of, we don't know what the fuck is going on right now. We don't know what the fuck is going on with this presidency or anything. People are dying all around us. I need to secure my life right now. So we're very self-reliant. We focus on what we can provide for ourselves, that we often lose that sense of fortifying communities, fortifying a home that goes beyond just us, but for other people. And so with that heavy Capricorn stellium in your fourth house, tells me that, you know, when you were growing up, when you were coming into this world, intimacy and sort of creating that communal bond wasn't the main priority. And so now you're here, and that is something you need to learn. That is something that you have to learn, especially within this pre and during and even post Saturn return, is how you can create an embodied you, and what are the things that need to get undone, the things that need attention. And so that is your interpersonal life. That is sort of the relationships. And the one thing I can say is you can't run away from that. You just can't. The longer that we run away from things, the longer that we put it aside, is when they build up and they tend to drag us down. And that is so true when Saturn comes along for its return. So some things that you can do is, Saturn is our interpersonal structure. It's how we sort of move through our lives. What you need to do is think about what you need in order to feel comfortable, in order to feel safe, beyond just work, beyond just capitalist monetary value. We all need money to feel safe, okay? But what is beyond just money? What is going to keep you safe? Is it other people? Is it a happy home? Is it, you know, love, romantic love? Is it sex? Like, what are those things that will keep you safe and provide you a structure that you can move in and out from, right? And so you don't want to fall into a depressive hole. You don't want to be, you know, you don't want to isolate yourself, because that will definitely be the first response. And you're starting to kind of thinking about, there's no other option for me. I might as well just kind of lock myself in a room, right? Because you have sort of these intense transits happening. Like, I'm just going to be by myself forever. Why is this happening to me, or whatnot? And definitely think about what you are made of, how much you are worthy of, again, beyond just labor, right? So there is definitely that sort of uncertainty about what you're worth as a person, and you need to sort of figure that out and redefine it and make it more, you know, solidified. And it's okay. I want to say, this is a very tough time. You're not going to know overnight or within the next year or so about what the answers are to those questions that I've mentioned. You're just not going to know. However, you're already doing the steps, right? You're already thinking about what you kind of need to work on. You know that there's something going on with your interpersonal relationships. You filled out a form, you asked me a question. Like, you're already in the beginning steps of figuring that out. The thing, though, is that you need to be patient with this process, because Saturn's involved, so you're not going to know right away. Saturn is mastery. You're not meant to know the answer within next month or so. This is something you have to work, and you have to be intentional, and you have to be active with. And so sort of procuring those proper steps and moving forward while not forgetting, you know, your homework and your assignments. When I say that, I mean like in your personal life, not like work-related obligations. Because, you know, Saturn wants us to move forward. It wants us to move linear in a linear direction. You don't have to do that. So you don't always have to kind of be invested in this process of I have to keep, you know, doing this process. I have to keep moving forward. I have to do all these things. You are allowed to regress and step back. That is perfectly okay. Because believe it or not, despite Saturn sort of moving, wanting us to move in this linear direction, she does want us to learn the way that life works. And the way life works is through a cycle, is through detours and taking shortcuts or back roads. So be patient with yourself. I hope this brought some type of, you know, clarity. And to anyone who's going through sort of a hardship with a friend, friendships falling apart, they're completely natural. And I know our first instinct is to figure out why. But life is complicated. People are complicated. People have traumas. We do things that normally don't fall under a logistic explanation. And so, especially now, we have to relieve our need to understand and just accept what is. All right, I'll be back to give you your horoscope. All right, everyone, here is your horoscope for the upcoming week. Let me look at the calendar because I don't remember dates very well. Okay, so from March 19th to the 23rd, we're going to keep it short and sweet. There's not much going on except the sort of clusterfuck happening on Wednesday and Thursday. And yeah, we'll include Thursday into that. But we have a pretty like easygoing weekend, which we all enjoy and love. So let's just kind of take an overview of what's been happening this month, because it's very important. We're going into a new season. We're going into the spring equinox. It's going to be sort of this new turning the page type shit. So we are recently kind of going through Pisces season. We're going through a Mercury retrograde, and there is a lot of focus on looking back, right? We're reevaluating. We're fixing ourselves. This is not the time where we move forward. Believe it or not, I know we live in a capitalist society where retrogrades don't fit compatibly, because retrogrades ask us to move backwards instead of forward. So when we think of healing, when we think of bettering ourselves, we need to kind of think, we need to move out of this concept that it's just a linear progression, and that once we kind of get through this painful stage, it won't come back again. That's incorrect. It's definitely going to come back again. It works in cycles. It's never really going to remove itself. And I think we sort of view pain as being this foreign entity, when really pain is part of us. Pain is part of us. We don't like to pay attention to the bad characteristics. We don't like to pay attention in ways that we can be toxic. And that's sort of what this retrograde is sort of contributing, is acknowledging our toxic behaviors, whether outwardly or inwardly, that we don't admit to ourselves. It's being able to pinpoint those behaviors and giving us space to fix it, and giving us space to sort of, you know, pursue communication that is nuanced, that is understanding, that is non-judgmental, that is, you know, being able to say the right thing without it be taken the wrong way. And Pisces as a sign, very nuanced. It is very keen into sort of the undercurrents, and it can get offended when you say the right thing but in the wrong way. And it's also about kind of paying attention to the things that we don't say, that we just do with action and expect that in return, and then get offended when we don't receive it because we're not very outward vocalizing it. So it's those complicated nuances that have really been taking the center stage with this Mercury retrograde. And it's also been kind of focusing on our mental health and sort of dealing with thoughts of dislocation, of not feeling one with our bodies, of sort of feeling of this out-of-body experience and having these crazy dreams and all these horror stories that we're hearing, right? And so this Pisces season in general is just kind of focusing on healing and focusing on really going inward and looking at the shit, looking at the mess, right? And I mean, the beauty of this Pisces season is that we're left vulnerable, we're left open, we're left unsheltered, and that can be liberating for some and terrifying for others. And so moving onward into Aries season, it's like, okay, so we've been mending ourselves, right? We've been mending who we are, and we're doing a hell of a good fucking job, no matter, you know, how bad it might have felt. And we're kind of, we're coming in to who we're supposed to be this year. You know, we have like this sort of sense of purpose and drive that we're going to put forward into motion in Aries season. Aries is fire. Aries is the first sign in the zodiac. It's the spring equinox. This is about, you know, initiation, going forward, moving on. And I'm always now more nervous about saying moving on or letting go, because those are very hard things. Spiritualists, people who just do astrology, they type in those words and they're like, okay, this is time to move forward. And you're sitting there and you're reading like, is this time to move forward? Because I'm like a little bit nervous. I have a lot of shit on my plate right now, and I don't know if I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And that is definitely the theme with this coming, well, not this coming, but this, you know, exit into Pisces season. I'm like, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? And I can't answer that question for you, because that is your own process. Our healing processes are different, and I can't tell you how you should handle your own pain. I can't tell you how you should, you know, navigate your own journey. What I can tell you is that you handle your pain in your own way, and be able to forgive yourself so that you can, you know, navigate or move into this Aries season that is sort of asking, what do you want? What do you feel entitled to? You went through so much hell. Okay, so now what do you want? Why did you do all that work for? You know, why was that healing taking place? Okay, so you finally did that. Now what is the next move? You know, what do you, I already probably said this, but what do you feel entitled to, right? Aries is a very, it's dominating, it's a go-getter, it's coming into this world fresh. And so this is sort of where you get into that new year, new you type of, you know, energy. Is this is where it really comes into play, because now we sort of, you know, we feel a shift. We feel a very immediate shift. So I feel like, you know, Aries and the cardinal signs, so like Aries, Libra, and Cancer and Capricorn, is sort of when you feel those really big shifts, and they can be very overwhelming, especially when those full moons happen. So we do have the full moon in Libra, and it's happening at 6:42 Pacific time PM. And it's occurring within the first couple of minutes of Libra. And so it's going to be in a 0-degree full moon. And so that's really important, because the 0-degree is critical. It's, you know, it's very initiative. It's very illuminating. It's fresh. And so you have this really fresh, strong energy. And the full moon in Libra, people think, oh, so romance. Okay, so connecting with people. All right, cool. And I'm like, on its own, yeah. But this particular full moon, I don't really see that. I see connecting with yourself. You know, how do you validate yourself? You did all that healing. You've been mending yourself. So now what you have to do is forgive yourself. You've been through some shit. You've got through a very hard period. You did a hell of a good job. You guys are here. And you're moving onward. And moving onward doesn't necessarily mean that you have to let go of something. You know, even though the full moon is a crisis, critical point, and you have to let go of something. But it's more so of, how can I take all of this baggage and take it with me? Accept it for what it is and try to do better. Try to be better for myself and other people. How can I pursue a sense of balance between me and the world and the people around me? And so this full moon is doing a lot. right before it happens that we have, so before the full moon actually hits, the moon is trying to Saturn, it's opposite Mercury, and it's trying Pluto and Mars. And so you're going to feel it. It's going to be right before the full moon, you're going to feel a lot of intense energy. And I want to say it's not going to be terrible. I know it's in opposition to Mercury retrograde. It's trying to Saturn, Mars, and Pluto. But this could be a time of really getting your shit together and kind of feeling that new bookmark, the third bookmark in this Mercury retrograde path. And when the moon does happen, it will. Let me see what it's doing. Okay, so it will be squaring Saturn. It will be squaring Pluto. It will be sextile to Jupiter. And then trying to Venus. And then it will go into void of course. And then into Scorpio. So really, a lot of this energy is going to be kind of very difficult on relationships, right? It's going to kind of be all over the place. And there's going to sort of be that theme of, you know, being really aggressive and kind of, you know, you've been through so much shit and you're sort of like, who can I blame in this situation? Who can I point a finger at? And really just being very defensive. Super, super defensive. Because especially with that moon square to Pluto and square to Saturn, you're really going to feel it. But you're also going to feel this sort of puddle of, you know, self-pleasure, because moon is going to be sextile to Jupiter and trine to Mars. And so really what you want to do is sort of connect with yourself, is what I said before. You don't want to be around so many people around this time, because it could definitely lead into hurt feelings and to sort of, you know, blaming people and taking your anger out on them, because you're still healing, you're still going through this Mercury retrograde period. It's going to kind of mess communications up, right? It's going to kind of make you a little emotionally all over the place. And again, the pointing fingers scenario. So it's going to be a very rough time that Friday. And then what we have going on, did I mention so let's rear back a little bit into Wednesday, March 20th, and talk about the Mercury sextile to Saturn, because that is very important. So during that same time of when we have Aries season happening, we have the full moon in Libra, Mercury sextile to Saturn happens on that Wednesday. And this is a really important time because Mercury is still retrograde. It's forming this harmonious aspect to Saturn, and it's not going to be very strong harmonious because it is the sextile, but it could provide this very lucrative time of reanalyzing your personal structure and knowing what isn't working anymore. Something in your routine that just isn't working and what you have to kind of fine tune or redo, or, you know, what are the conditions that you can pursue to make living easier for you? Especially right now that we're in this very vulnerable time. I keep mentioning that, but we live in this very vulnerable time right now. And this aspect in particular is going to have us look at that, right? And sort of, you know, we can have some very negative thoughts on Wednesday. However, it's important to see this as a reconstructive time, right? We're reconstructing our daily routine and to make it more effective for us, effective for our mental health, and that way that we can be more productive, we can live more, you know, relaxed. So that is sort of the overview of this week. It's going to be a lot. I wanted to say that we don't have that much time left. We only have 2 more weeks of Mercury retrograde, and then it doesn't go direct right away, but I mean, it will be out of the retrograde position. So to those that are really going through a hard time, I want to let you know, be patient with yourself. Things are not going to be easy. It's not going to come to you right away. And you probably do feel like shit right now. We all do. And that sort of thing is that we're all suffering, although different ways, but we're all suffering. And to others, that feels really relieving because we're not the only ones out here, although it may feel that way. And so even though you feel isolated, everyone is going through their own baggage. And so with this Mercury retrograde, what you want to do is really kind of get involved with yourself and undo the things that are not exciting, that are not pleasantful. It's about getting real with yourself, right? Pisces loves to, it loves to go into fantasy, right? And we can't do that because that's sort of the negative aspect of Pisces energy. We need to be grounded. We need to validate ourselves. And the only way we do to do that is to be intimate with ourselves. Connect with who you are. Be patient with yourself. You're not going to know it right away. You're not going to know all the answers right away. And that is perfectly okay. All right. Thank you for joining me, and I'll talk to you guys next week.